5. Yud Beis Kislev, Tuesday the 24th of November, Rabbi Chaim Fachler, the Netziv on Vayishlach and Gid Hanoshe. Rabbi Sai.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. These Divrei Torah are L'il Nishmas Avi Meiri, Avi Lozem and Avi Meir, Zochanu Livracha, who was left a few months ago. Also L'Zecher Nishmas Ochi Meiri, Avi Mordechai Fachler, whose Yahrzeit is coming up this Shabbos, his fifth Yahrzeit, and also for Zecher Nishmas, the recent victims of terror. Unfortunately, their numbers are growing over the last few weeks and months in Eretz Yisrael. I've titled the Divrei Torah today, the Netziv on Gid Hanoshe. With your permission, I will start with Shakespeare. If it were done when 'tis done, then 'twere well it were done quickly. If the assassination could trammel up the consequence and catch with his surcease success that this blow might be the be-all and end-all here. But here, upon this bank and shoal of time, we jump the life to come. Now, I have no idea what I just said. I learnt it by heart in Carmel College many, many years ago. But thank God for the internet, we now have an English translation. Which I won't bother to read. But the point is that verse and prose are two very different things. And the Netziv's derech, in the whole of his perush on the Torah, Shebichtav, the entire Torah Shebichtav, the Torah Nevi'im Miksuvim, is that the Torah is not prose, it's verse. In his Akdoma to the Oyem Akdovo, he says categorically that you cannot take a posuk or a word in the Torah and presume it is stump speech. It is verse. And since, as we saw from Shakespeare, you really have to know what he's talking about, Lahavdil, with any poem, with any verse, with any, what we call shira, in any language, it has hidden meanings. It has hidden, explanations. And you've got to know what came before, what came after. He said it only because this word rhymed with another word, not because that was the straight way of saying it. Says the Netziv, the whole of the Torah. The whole of the Torah is, he didn't mention Shakespeare, but it's verse. It is not prose. And therefore, it's incumbent upon us, when we learn Torah, apart from the pshat that you could see from the words themselves, the whole of the Torah has hidden meanings. I'm not talking about the Kabbalah now, I'm talking about hidden meanings within the pshat. That's the way the Netziv learns the Torah. And he brings it out in many cases. We see by Ha'azinu, we see by Shira Sayam, we see a number of occasions where in the Torah it looks like verse as opposed to prose. But the biggest raya he brings is from Parshas Vayelech when he says that the last mitzvah of Torah is Kisvu Lechem Esa Shira Hazois. And the Psaki is, we're talking about Sefer Torah. Which means that in Gansu Torah, the whole Torah is actually verse. And has to be treated as such. And that is the derech of the Netziv, which explains a lot why the Netziv says what he says. Why the Netziv says what he says in many of the places, because you cannot take a verse at its face value only. Another klal of the Netziv, which is very relevant to this week's Parsha, he brings it down a few places. Initially, he brings it down in Parsha's Bolok. Bilam, Harosha, after he tried for the first time to give a curse, a klala to Bnei Yisrael, he thought that was it. He tried and failed. And like any rabbi, once you've got the microphone, it's very difficult to let go. He said another bracha for himself. No connection to what Bullock wanted, no connection to his failure to curse Am Yisrael when he was supposed to, or to bless them when he was supposed to curse them. He says, Tomois Nafshi, Mois Yeshorim. Bilam has a little bracha for himself, a little prayer for himself. He says, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tomois Nafshi, Mois Yeshorim. When it comes for me to die, I want to die the Mois Yeshorim. I want to be considered as an Ish Yosho. Says in the Tziv, and it brings the Gemara, brings Chazal, Yosho is the attribute given to Shloshes Avoseinu, Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Ad kedei kach, that Sefer Bereshis is called Sefer HaYosho. Rashi, the first Rashi says, why do we have Sefer Bereshis? Why don't we go straight into Achodesh Elohim Rosh Chodeshim? The answer is because we need to know how to behave. We need to learn from Avoseinu HaKadoshim, from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, how to behave. Like they behaved, we have to behave. Mistakes they made and corrected, we have to avoid making those same mistakes. The Nisiv gets a bit sharp when he's talking about this. In Akdomah Sefer Bereshis, I quote, Va'inyan nisbar b'shiros ha'azinu al ha'posok ha'tsusum min poloi, etc. Tzadik v'yoshoru. Teshevach yosho ne'mar la'atztik den ha'kodesh boruch b'chom b'esheshen yisho'odoi ikesh v'saltoi. The Nisiv says that these words, Tzadik v'yashahu doich ikesh v'saltoil, it's like scratching your left ear with your right hand. This was the doil of the second Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the second. Operashnu shoyu tzadikim v'chasidim v'amrei toiro. The people in the second Beis HaMikdash time were tzadikim, chasidim, and amrei toiro. Ach lo hoy yishorim b'otalichos olomom. They didn't behave in a right way, in a direct way. Because they had sinas chinom in their hearts, if they saw somebody acting not the way they themselves have decreed, this is the way to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, anybody who doesn't do the way I want it, the way I feel, I pasken, he's now tzedukin apikoyres, this caused kangaroo courts. They would slaughter people in the streets because they felt they weren't doing the Yiras Hashem and Vez Hashem according to their way. This was the beginning and the end of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Because Baruch Hu is straight, listen to this. Ve'einoi soivel tzadikim ke'elu ela bo'efen sho'olchim b'derech ha'yosho. Gam b'al yichas oylem. Ve'loi ba'akmimus. Af al gav shehu l'shem shomayim. These are very, very serious words. One has to read this. Every Nesiv has it, every Mekdova has it. The Hakdom Pesher Bereshis has to be learnt and repeated, and sometimes even shouted from the streets. The Nesiv says that if we, Anshei Shlomeinu, make decisions about other Yidden, and as a result, condemn them to being not in our camp, as a result they could be ostracized and even killed in Beis HaMikdash, that caused the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Because Baruch has no time for people like that. You may be a tzaddik and a chosid and omel b'toira, if you're not straight in behavior, ben odom l'chaveiroi, because Baruch has no time for these people. With this in mind, we have to come now to understanding Avoseinu. We only have a short time of here, and we've only got one particular aspect, which is Parshas Vayishlach. And here we have the story of Yaakov Avinu, his fight with the Ish, and the consequences which are relevant to this day. There's a halacha based on this episode. We are not allowed today to eat Gedanosha. Why? Because Yaakov met this fellow, turned out to be an angel, had a fight. The angel touched Yaakov Avinu on Yerech, Kafa Yerech, And as a result, we are not allowed to eat Gita Noshim. There must be something in this. As the Nativ says, there is a lot behind every word and every verse in the Torah. I want to tell you what the Nativ says, Bekitzur Nimrots, in very brief. And then we look at the Psukim themselves to see how they fit in. Yaakov Avinu was, until this episode, peace-loving. Peace-loving, to the extreme. He wouldn't lift a finger against anybody. He was a shepherd. He was Ishtom Yosef Oholim. He wasn't his brother Esau. He wasn't a wild fellow. He was calm, cool, calm and collected. He had the Yiddish Kopf. He knew how to make a good deal. So he was able to take his birthright back from Esau by buying it, legitimately. His Yiddish Kopf also helped him when he faced Lavan Ha'arami, in all sorts of ways, but never in the entire parshas of Tondos and beforehand do we see Yaakov actually doing anything physical. Because his derech was but he was opposite of violent. He was peace-loving. Passive. Suddenly, Yaakov changes. Temporarily. Because Chazal explained that when he met this fellow by himself, at first the angel was fighting Yaakov. Comes Alos HaShachar, comes dawn, the angel has other things to do. He needs to leave. Yaakov doesn't let him. Yaakov has taken the fight to the angel. He holds him. He struggles with him. The word Vayavik in Hebrew, wrestling, is Hiavkut. So say, suddenly Yaakov was being physical. The angel wanted to go. The angel had done what he wanted to do. He had to go. There was no more danger. And nonetheless, Yaakov held on to him and started fighting him. Why am I? This is not Yaakov Avinu. Says the Nitziv, when a Jew has a very strong midah, and he changes that midah, or he temporarily forgets about it and acts differently, he ignores this midah, he is punished. We see it by Yosef. Yosef had bitochon b'Hashem, you can't imagine. Can't imagine. In that split moment, when he asked permission, he asked a favor from the Sar HaMashkim, he was punished for 2 more years. It's just legitimate to ask. I mean, we're told we have to use not Nisim, but Dalche Teva to natural things in order. No, not by Yosef. Because Yosef's, the Chazal brings this down in Brochus and Nedorim, because Yosef's midah was Emunah and Bitochen Bahashem, he could not change that. And when he did, he was punished. The Gemara in Brochus, I think, brings down in the Arach of Davar, that if you have a midah that is so good and positive, even if you never actually said, I will always do this, it becomes like a neder. And in order to stop doing it, you've got to have to offer Ad Kadeka. Says the Nitziv, that Yaakov Avinu was punished on 2 counts. Because he changed this midah of peace-loving passivity. By holding on to the angel, and holding on strongly, he was suddenly fighting the angel. He wasn't just defending himself. He wasn't just not letting him go. He was actually fighting him. It was a fight. It wasn't lachzik oisai. It wasn't to hold him back. It wasn't to say, no, you can't go. Please don't go. Stay. I want to talk to you. I want to block her. No, be'avkoi imoi. Says the Nitziv, Yaakov sinned, cholila v'chas, but Yaakov changed his midah on 2 counts. First of all, he changed his midah. The midah of passive peace-loving. Now, the midah is your derech, right? Your derech. What is your derech, my derech? It's a midah. The kaf ha-yerech is the limb and the joint that affects your walking. Says the Nitziv, to show Yaakov Avinu that he was wrong, he was injured in the way he walks. Suddenly he limps. to show that your derech has to be straight. Your derech has to be consistent. And the other thing that Yaakov was wrong about was he was too harsh with this angel. Even without not necessarily fighting back. But the derech of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is when the enemy surrenders and the immediate danger has passed, show compassion. That's the derech HaTorah. That's the derech of Hosein. Yaakov didn't do that. Yaakov was harsh. Yaakov was harsh. And so he was punished with a Gid Hanosha. Working with my late father in Lutzen in the butcher shop, we had to trade all the meat. The hardest piece that you take out was the Gid. The Gid Hanosha. You can't break it. You can't tear it. You can't pull it. It's the hardest part of the human body. Says in the Tziv, these two things were symbolic of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Yaakov Avinu. He was hurt in the way he walks, because this is not your derech, Yaakov. You're supposed to walk straight. Now you're going to limp. Because you changed this middle. And the Gid HaNosha, which we are not allowed to eat anymore, ever, is to remember that harshness, like Yaakov showed in fighting the angel when he should have let him go, or pleaded with him for the bracha, but not to fight mamish strength with strength and with harshness, to this day we aren't allowed to eat Gid HaNosha. This is how the Nesiv explains this whole parsha. Yaakov realized this. He realized, because it says Vayizrach Hashemesh, we'll see in a second, he realized, yes, because he thought at first the limp was because of pain. He got a bang. The angel did something to him. So he thought, oh, it hurts, so I'm limping. But after the angel left, and there was no more pain, he was still limping. So he realized, he thought at first, oh, I beat the angel, I didn't let him go. Okay, he gave me a mako, he gave me a bit of a bruise, but nisgefallen. He realized later that taka, he was also injured, which means it was actually like a taker. It was like one all. It wasn't that either one had won. Which explains one diuk that the Nesiv brings down. Vayikra Yaakov Shema Mokoim, Piniel. Yaakov called this name of the place Piniel. Because I saw Kodesh Baruch Hu face to face, and I won. But did not tell nafshi. Peniel, peni, my face. Vayizroch la'ashemesh, kasher ovar es penuel. Tavov, that's plural. V'hutolea al yirechoy, because he was limping. Yaakov saw that it wasn't that only he won. It was actually a taker. It was like a joint.
A draw.
It was a draw. Thank you. Al kain lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es gedal noshe. What's the connection? There's the connection. The Nesiv is saying that not only do we have to learn from Midos Avoseinu, Ma'aseh Ovei Siman Labonim, ad kedei kach, we have a mitzvah to this day of not eating Gid HaNosha, because we have to remind ourselves day in, day out of the Derech HaTorah. Of the derech of not to unnecessarily and uncharacteristically take the fight to the enemy if there is no danger. I'm not talking about roidev. I'm not talking about knowing that this person is going to. I'm talking about when the present danger is no longer there. We didn't say it by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It wasn't there. Yes, Avram Taka had to fight. Why? He went to save Lot. This was a reaction. It was self-defense. Otherwise, the Nesiv says, that's not us. We don't do that. Don't know whether any of you saw, a week or so ago, there was a very daring omission that the Israeli soldiers went into a hospital in Hebron and arrested a terrorist from the bed in this hospital in Hebron. They dressed up as Arabs, because they all spoke fluent Arabic, and one of them even was dressed up as a woman in a wheelchair. And they took the terrorist out in the same wheelchair back to their to the ambulance and then took him into Israel. Now, imagine, Cholila v'chas, that the other side had done the same thing. Would have been a teva, would have been a massacre. Nobody was hurt. Because all they did was to take the terrorist out. They didn't come there to take revenge. I think there was one Arab who actually was killed because he was trying to stop them, but that was self-defense. We don't go around killing our enemy. We don't do that. And we had the chance. They had some machine guns, they could have slaughtered everyone there. We don't do that. We don't do that. We don't kill innocent people. Not our derech. When Yaakov, he didn't kill anybody, Cholila v'chas, he showed excess force. We have a mitzvah of not ever eating. Doiros. Gita Nosha. Because this is not the derech, says the Netziv. This is the pshat that the Netziv has given to this one tiny episode. But it's meaningful and relevant not only to us as Jews, it's relevant to how we have to look at our situation around the world. Let's quickly look at the Psukim to show where it comes out, and then I've got one more point I want to bring out, also from the Netziv. Vayivosei Yaakov levado veyovek ish imoy ad ha'ros ha'shachar. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. Vayaki lo yochol loy, when the angel saw he could not overpower him, vayaga b'chaf yirechoy v'teka chavirech Yaakov b'yavkoy imoy. Because Yaakov was now wrestling him, the angel, in order to extract himself, touched the chavirech, the socket of the hip. So Jacob's hip socket was dislocated, as Jacob wrestled with him. I want you to give me a bracha. Listen carefully. No longer will it be said your name is Jacob, but Israel. Why? For you have striven with the divine and with the man and have overcome. Also, let's see, 1 second. If somebody did something, two things. One was great and one was mediocre. What do you mention first? The mediocre. Then it comes to the great. You already mentioned the great, you don't need to mention the mediocre. It should say, Ki soriso im anoshim, ve'im elokim batuchal. Says no, says fakert. Says the Netziv that Yaakov, the word Yaakov, is la'akev, it's to hold back. Yaakov's initial characteristic was to hold back Esav at all times. Why? If Yaakov was going to be the stronger, if Bnei Yisrael were going to be in command and in power, then we don't want Esav to get strong, so we hold him back. We have the ability to do so. Says the Netziv that the initial character of Yaakov, when he was down, he preferred to hold on to Esav and have Esav his enemy than other wilder nations. It's an amazing Netziv. Says the angel, Loi oid, Lo Yaakov yemo oid shimcho, kim Yisrael, kisurese yemo lokim, vimnoshim matucha. When you are fighting against, when you are on top, and you want to hold him back, you hold him back. Vimnoshim, and don't think that Cholila v'chas, other nations, you won't be able to overcome, you will as well. So the bracha that the angel actually gave Yaakov was twofold. And it included, although we may prefer only to fight with Esav, because we are very scared of the wilder nations, says the angel, don't worry, the bracha is, my bracha, not Kosh bracha, my angel's bracha, to you is, you will also overcome the other wilder enemies. But here's the diuk. The Netziv says, Loi Yaakov ye omer oit shimcho, kim Yisrael. Ki sorisem Yisrael, imakim ha'im nishan v'tocha. Says the Netziv that we are called Yisrael, which is a higher madrega. Umos Ha'olam will always refer to Yaakov, as the Akev, as the person who holds back, who overtakes, the cunning one. This is our destiny. I want to come back in one moment. Let's look in the Pesukim. Vayikro Yaakov Hashem Okam Piniel, ki ro'izu lekim ponim ponim, v'zanashi. Vayizrach alo Hashemesh, it became light, kashe ovar es penuel, v'utzale al yerechoi. That's what Netziv said. He realized it was penuel, they both won, it was a draw. Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es gid anoshe. Listen to the repetition here. Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es gid anoshe, asher al kaf ha-yorech, ad ha-yoyim hazeh, ki noga b'chaf yech Yaakov, b'gid anoshe. The emphasis here is very, very simple. The reason why we aren't allowed to eat to this day, the hardest piece within the human body, is because we have to know that our midas is not to be over harsh or excessively violent. We have to be peace loving, like Yaakov was, and became straight after because he learned his lesson. I mentioned the Netziv who says here that Umos Ha'olam will always refer to Yaakov as Yaakov. I recently discovered, if you like, a similar diuk in the first Rashi in the Torah, which I mentioned a bit earlier. Rashi says, it's a famous Rashi, everybody knows it, Bereshis, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Loi hoyo tzorich lahaschil es ha-Torah elo miachez el Rosh Chodoshim. The Torah should have started in Parshas Boi with the first mitzvah that we were given, ha-Chodit es ha-Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. Mitzvah Rishoino shenistavu Yisrael. The first mitzvah that as a nation we got coming out of Eretz Yisrael. U'ma'atam posach be-Bereshis. Why did it start with Bereshis? Mishum, koyach ma'aso v'gid le'amoy, l'sovem nachalas goyim. It gave us explanation of our claim to Eretz Yisrael. She'im yomru mosoilom li'Yisrael listimatem. If the nations of the world will say to Bnei Yisrael, listimatem, you are thieves, you are pirates, you are robbers. She'kuvas de'maso shivas goyim, because you conquered the land belonging to the seven nations. Hey Moimrim, we will answer Lohem to the Umos Ha'olam. Kol Oret Kosh Bochui. Kosh Bochu created the world. Bereshis Boi Elokim Asmaim Es Oret. It all belongs to him. Hu Bara'o V'nitno La'asher Yashor Be'enov. He created it and gave it. Shu Yashor Be'enov. Coming back to the Yashros. B'soinoi Nitno Lohem. V'soinoi Not Lo Behem. V'nosno Lanu. He has the right, because he created it, it belongs to him. He has the right to give it initially to the seven nations. They misbehaved, they blew it, they messed it up. So he took it away from them and gave it to us. Look what it says here. It doesn't say, Rabbi Yisai, that the Shivas Goyim are complaining. Yoimru umos ha'olam liYisrael listim atem shekuvashtem also Shivas Goyim. Who's complaining here? It's not the Shivas Goyim. It's umos ha'olam. As long as we don't have it, they don't care who has it. They don't want it. The Americans don't want it. The Russians don't want it. Nobody wants it. But we can't have it. Umos ha'olam yoimru liYisrael listim atem shekavashtim arsoi shivas agoyim. For the Netziv also says. We will always be looked at by umos ha'olam as the koivesh, as the occupier, as the listim, lo yazor klum. Nothing will help, except Kodesh Baruch. To finish off, I want to quote the Sefer Chinuch. Sefer Chinuch, he usually gives a shoyresh to a mitzvah. Listen to what he says about Gid Anosha. The shoyresh of mitzvah zu, kedei shetiyeh remez liYisrael, a hint to Bnei Yisrael, she'af al pi sheyizbulu tzorois rabois begaluyois, even though we will suffer many sufferings in the diaspora, in the exile, miyad amim umiyad bnei Esav, both from the Umos Ha'olam and Esav, shi betuchim shelo yavoidu. We will never be. We should be sure. We will never be totally destroyed. Elo ha'olam yamoy zarum ushmom. We will always succeed and thrive and survive. We'll always have somebody who will help and save us. This mitzvah is a thing. And the remez is, this malach, who fought with Yaakov Avinu, Esav's angel, he wanted to destroy Yaakov and he didn't succeed. But, he touched his hip, וכן זרע איסוב מצאה לזרע יעקב, the איסוב are always going to מצאה לזרע יעקב, ולבסויף, תהיה להם ישוע מהם, we will always have ישוע מהם, כמו שמוצאינו באב, we saw ביעקב אבינו, שזוכו לא השמש, ויזוח לא השמש, ויפה. ורפוס רב אנוש מן הצער. כן יזוח לנו השמש, אם יצא השם זה שמש, המשיח ואויז, this is the ספר החינוך. ויפאנו, מצערנו ויגולנו, Amen. I came here because this week in Yetzar Hashem, on Monday, we're going to have the dinner of Maina Yeshua, which was created with the schus of the Gedol Yisrael in Bnei Brak. Dr. Rothschild was asked to create a hospital. It is now a full-fledged hospital. We're having our second gala dinner with him on Monday. And on Mochi Shabbos, at Lauderdale Road, there's going to be a medical conference with two of our top notch specialists, one in psychology and one in neonatal, talking about the specialities we have in Maina Yeshua, and you are all cordially invited to attend. And one of our board members, Graham Calvert, is here and has flyers for anybody who would like to attend and learn about Maina Yeshua in Bnei Brak and Eretz Yisrael. Thank you very much. Okay.